Joining us by telephone from the regional director's office, the American Red Cross, is Wendy Savage. The awards going out to many individuals and even one company. What were the awards for?
Well, the awards were for acts of bravery or commitment to a long-term project for the betterment of our community.
Now, these awards going out to various people for a lot of different reasons, not just, you know, blood donations or helping with emergencies. A lot of different things involved here.
There are a lot of different things involved. Sometimes we have awards for youth. We had two very extraordinary young people in our community who have decided to commit themselves to two very needy causes, and they received awards. We had law enforcement that had extraordinary acts of bravery and courage to save people. We also had an ordinary citizen who was at work and saw a home on fire and went into the home and saved a small child and two adults. So there are lots of things going on.
This awards program is something that goes on every year now, quite a few years in a row.
This is our sixth year, and these awards ceremonies go on throughout the country because March is Red Cross Month. So we choose this time to honor ordinary people that do extraordinary things. Red Cross, we respond to disasters every 9 minutes, and we also know that a lot of our community members are helping out in that regard as well.
Anybody who wants to find out more about getting involved with Red Cross or the Rural Heroes program, how should they get in touch with you?
They can go to redcross.org and search for their local chapter by putting in their zip code, and they will have contact information for me and the rest of my staff. They can find out about volunteering. They can make an appointment to donate for blood, and they can find out how to get prepared for a disaster.
Anything you'd like to add today?
We have some extraordinary people in our community, and we also have some very extraordinary volunteers at the American Red Cross, and together it makes our community a really good place to live.